Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, you are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday, July 19th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Well, on tonight, I have a very special guest, in the person of Pastor Patrick Tucker. He is the pastor of Summit Ministries in Decatur, Alabama. I get tongue-tied sometimes. You have to forgive me. He'll correct that when he comes on. But I'm so honored to have Pastor Patrick Tucker as my special guest on tonight. He will be bringing forth God's word very shortly, but he's going to share with us a testimony first. But as always, I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles, especially for our first-time listeners, get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. Why? We don't want you to take it lightly or for granted. We don't want to have anyone thinking that we make up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. The word of God tells us that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So make sure you have your Bibles open, get your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word. But we always open up with in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please go into prayer with me at this time because we serve an awesome God who can hear all of us and all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is once again, it's in that precious name, Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It's in his name that we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are on today, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We thank you for life. We thank you for this another day that you have made and you have allowed us to see, even though that we know that we are not worthy, we bless your name on tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even for your sufficient grace toward each one of us. Heavenly Father, we just give you honor, glory, and praise. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. It's our prayer, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will move by your spirit over the airwaves of tonight through Pastor Patrick Tucker, through your word, Heavenly Father. And it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that your word will be received in love on tonight. And Heavenly Father, it's our prayer and hope and desire that should there be anyone listening that are still spiritually blind, is our prayer that something will be said tonight. Heavenly Father, they will prick their hearts to the point they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And they will be saved in his name until tonight. And they will come to know, walk in, and live in, and fulfill their God purposes in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. And especially, Father, those that are dealing with mental issues and mental sicknesses on tonight, we know that you are a mind regulator, and we know that the enemy is still coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come that we might have life and that more abundantly. So we ask that you would touch those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight and those that are sick in their bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are dealing with bereavement on tonight. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to lift up our president. And not only President Trump, but every world leader, Heavenly Father, that have rule over your people, is our prayer, Lord, that you would touch their hearts, that they would do what's right for all people all over the land, and that you would be glorified through it, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray and ask that you would move on behalf of your man of God, Pastor Tucker, on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would touch him in a way that everything that he says, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through it on tonight. Even through his testimony, that people will be blessed by him being on this program on tonight, and that it would not be in vain, but through it all, that you would be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise, and we just bless your name on tonight because we know without a doubt that you are worthy to be praised because there is none like you in all the earth. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, we are living in a time where our faith is truly being tested. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, we are living in a time where our faith is truly being tested. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I have an announcement that I am so excited about what God is doing through this worldwide ministry. He has now opened the door for other radio hosts to have their shows up under my direction. And I am going to give you the names of the shows and the hosts. And if you would have a pen and paper, you might want to take this information down so that you can tune in and be blessed by them as well. Starting next Thursday, July the 26th, Clinically Speaking is the title of a new radio broadcast. And the host name is Sierra Renee. Her show is, again, titled Clinically Speaking. She will be starting her show under my direction on this coming Thursday, next Thursday night, 6:30 to 7 p.m. And she will be coming on every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Also, we have I'm Ministry, I'm Possible. And that is none other than my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, is my pastor and shepherd, the pastor and shepherd of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. His armor bearer, Minister Sharon Rabbis, will be hosting his own show, again, titled Ministry I'm Possible. You know, the Lord has there's a scripture that says, with God, all things are possible. That's found in Luke 18, chapter verse number 27. That is Minister Sharon Rabbis' theme for his show. With God, all things are possible. Again, his show title is Ministry I'm Possible. His show will be each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Also, my guest for this coming Saturday night will be none other than Pastor Norman King. He comes forth every third and fourth Saturday night on my show. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He's on every third and fourth Saturday night. Also, we have Deacon Marvin Cox on every second and every second Thursday and every second Saturday, Deacon Marvin Cox comes forth bringing and sharing with us inspirational poems and also delivering God's word. Now, Deacon Marvin Cox is one of those that suffers with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out physically and go to the Lord's house. But the Lord has blessed him to be able to come forth over this worldwide ministry and bring forth God's word and share inspirational poems. So I thank God for everything that he's doing through this ministry, and the best is still yet to come. So I pray that you took those notes down, the different dates that the different people are coming on, so you can tune in and be blessed by them as well. And please pass this information on so others can tune in and be blessed as well. So right now, we have Pastor Tucker standing by. I'm going to ask Pastor Tucker if he would come on now and share with you our testimony first. And following his testimony, we're going to go to our music break. And then following the music break, we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Tucker to deliver God's word. So once again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he gets ready to deliver God's word on tonight. Pastor Tucker, I'm so excited to have you on this broadcast on tonight. Would you please share with the worldwide listening audience a testimony first, please?
God bless you. Yes, sir. Some time ago, I had encountered a situation in where I was in a running for a church, and I'm young and thinking that ministry was all in a building. That's all ministry was. And it was until after all the efforts that I have expended, it was until that door was closed and I was left by myself. And the Lord came to me and he asked me, how long are you going to mow before you realize there's more to you than a building? And so my testimony is, in the midst of despair, in the midst of losing what I thought all I had, I then realized God still has an important work for me to do.
Sir. Wow. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. And you are now fulfilling your God purpose because you know what your God purpose is. So we thank God for you and him allowing you to realize and know what your God purpose is. Now that you can walk in it and you can live in it and you can fulfill it all for God's glory.
Yes, sir.
So we thank you for sharing that testimony. And that is the reason why I ask all my first-time guests to share testimonies. Why? Because God said he would share his glory with no one. And people need to know that just like God opened the door for you and touched your heart and let you realize and know that when one door closes, God has another door that he opens for you. And that now that you are once you're in your midst of despair and God opened your spiritual eyes and let you know that he is in control and he places the people where he wants them to be. As long as you are committed and faithful, being a doer of God's word, then God can use you. So we thank God for allowing you to not receive that position that you thought that you was going to get, because we know that God has had a greater plan for your life. And now you're walking in it and you're living in it and you're fulfilling it all for God's glory. So that's why I thank God for you for sharing your testimony. So the others that are listening that do not have faith, or their faith is weak in God or trusting in God and every promise that he made to us, then now after hearing that testimony, you know that we serve an awesome God and he is faithful. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his children even today. So we thank you for sharing that testimony so others can know that just like God did it for you, he's the same God and he has no respect of person. He did it for you and he can do it for them as well. So we thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Tucker to deliver God's word. Enjoy the music break. I give you praise.
Oh my Lord. Holy Lamb.
Holy Lamb.
Precious Lamb.
Precious Lamb.
So much I owe.
So much I owe.
To you, O Lord.
To you, O Lord.
You sacrificed.
Sacrifice.
Your life for me.
Your life.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that Jesus loved us so much that he sacrificed his own life for us? Yes, he did. He did it for you. He did it for me. So right now, we are so excited. I am so grateful to have Pastor Patrick Tucker from Decatur, Alabama, getting ready to bring forth God's word. So I pray again that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. Pastor Tucker, I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. Praise the Lord, Pastor Tucker.
Well, I give God praise. I'm sorry I have malfunctioned there. I give God praise for all the things that he has done in this time and this opportunity. But there is a word from heaven. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, through 20, I want to deal with one of Christ's last and greatest commands unto the disciples as they got ready to do his work. He says in verse 19, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things commanded unto them. For lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the ages." And I want to talk tonight on the subject of applying action. Applying, if I may cause your mind to ponder, I want you to think of how many times that you have allowed opportunities to walk out the door of your life because you spent more time planning than you did applying action. A lot of times when God opens up doors for us, we spend more time praying, asking, "Is this the door that he opened?" instead of walking therefore in. And the question is, even after all those opportunities, what is stopping you from going forward in whatever God has called you to walk in? Oftentimes, a lot of us would say fear stops us from walking in. It's uncomfortable. It's uncertain. But that's when God demands your faith. You see, when Abraham was told by God to leave his kindred, it took a step or action of faith to propel him into the blessed place that God had in store for him. Never have I seen God work and move in a comfortable place. It's until you are in a desolate place, a place of discovery, that you begin to understand that God is God. You begin to understand that he is Jehovah. A lot of times we allow people to stand in the way. We allow our self-confidence, we allow our lack of confidence to stand in the way. But tonight I'm asking you to apply action to what God has already spoken. Listen, God tells them in our text here four words to sum up what God wants his disciples to do and the followers of his disciples, us, the modern day church. First of all, he says, go. We have gotten complacent in ourselves, and where we get comfortable in our seating, we get comfortable within our four walls, we get comfortable within having a church service that energizes us, but we don't spend no time expressing that energy out in the world that people may see the light that's on the inside of us. We have opportunities every day to go. We have opportunities on our jobs. We have opportunities in our schools. We have opportunities even to our neighbor that stays right next to us. Secondly, he says, because of your going, because of your lifestyle, because they can see Christ in you, you should make disciples of them. And baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. From your lifestyle alone, people should be saved. When they look at you, you should be that Bible that they see. People should see God working on the inside of your life. And he says, teach them. And listen, lo, I will be with you always, even until the ends of the earth. You got to understand, when we fulfill these tasks in our life, when we fulfill this opportunity to touch somebody's life that's near us, you got to understand that God is with us. So we shouldn't fear what people have to say. We shouldn't fear how people will react, but we should trust God that he has it all in his hands. The disciples here are worried. They are worried. They are discouraged because Christ has to leave. But it's recorded in Acts chapter 1, before he ascended into heaven, in verse 8, that he says unto them, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and even into the remote parts of the earth. You got to understand, my friends, that when you understand that here they were worried, but Jesus promised them that you shall receive power. That power I would sum up into an action. And the thing is, a lot of us say that we have the Holy Ghost. A lot of us say that we have a connection with God. But yet when things arise in our life, when doors are open, we are scared and hesitant. But I just want to declare unto you tonight, apply the action. You got to apply the action to your life. You got to apply the Holy Ghost in your life. You got to be able to listen to what the Holy Ghost has to say, because you got to understand that our ways are not his ways, and his ways are not our ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts, because God is not going to work in your comfort zone. God is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. But you must understand in the midst of this that God has it all in his hands. The disciples are discouraged. They are worried. Jesus has ascended. The angels even asked him, why do you stand here looking? A lot of us, out of fear, we just see God open up the door. We see God make the way, but we're hesitant to move. sometimes God can be calling us to a new level in him. Maybe he wants you to seek him more, but we hesitate. Maybe God wants you to start that business. Maybe God do want you to speak to that one person, but we hesitate. But unlike in chapter 2, the next chapter of your life, that the Holy Ghost comes. In Acts chapter 2, they came in like a mighty rushing wind. And finally, for these disciples, I would say that the action finally kicked in. That promise that Jesus promised them finally kicked in. And it made sense why Christ had them with him for so long. It made sense when Christ told them that you have to cast these out by fasting and praying. It made sense now that he told them that you're going to have to pick up your cross and follow me. It made sense in this moment. So much so that Peter applied the action in verse 14. But Peter takes his stand with the 11 and raised his voice, declaring to them, "Men of Judea, all of you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give heed to my word." Listen, this is victory right here, because Peter denied Christ, if you remember. Peter ran. He thought it was all over, but now out of all of this, he finally stands up in the power of the Holy Ghost and declares the word of God. In my broken place, verse 14 is what got me. In my place of uncertainty, in my place of planning, in my place of trying to stay safe, verse 14 got me. Because Peter thought that he'll never earn the respect of Christ again. He gave up. And he said that he would never do it. But he beats these fears. He beats this feeling. And he stands up and declares the word of God. That got me. Out of all the mistakes in my life that I have made, out of all the sins that I have committed in my life, that Christ still will use me. And the thing is, if we allow ourselves to take a seat sometimes and allow the Holy Ghost, there we go, we have to apply the action, allow the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you into all truth. People of God, it's when you apply the action. It's more than a church service. It's more than going to Wednesday night Bible study. It's more than wearing the cross. It's more than toting the Bible. It's more than listening to gospel music. But it's time for us to apply the action that a dark world can see a light such as us. That a world like this can find the solution in Jesus Christ, and that can only be seen by the people of God. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal their land. People of God, we got to get back to what God has commanded us to do. We have to get back to this Great Commission. And we can only do it when we apply the action of the Holy Ghost. People of God, I pray that the message tonight will kindle and stir up the fire that is on the inside of you. That you will have a burning like Jeremiah. It says, it feels like fire shut up in my bones. that you can't sit still. You can't sit quiet. No matter what hurt you have gone through, no matter what church hurt you have encountered, that you will not give up on God and God's assignment over your life. Because there is a need for each and every one of us in the kingdom of God. And once we drop all this other stuff and get back to the basics of being a light in our everyday life, and not just in the pulpit, not just in a church pew, but every single day and night that you wake up and go to bed, that you resemble something of Christ. That's my prayer. And I give God praise and I give him glory. And that's the message for tonight. That you apply the action to your life, to your faith, in your walk in Jesus Christ. God bless you. May he keep you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor Tucker, we thank God for you on tonight for delivering such a powerful word on tonight, a much needed word for such a time as this. Yes, it is truly time for the children of God to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And we need to stop planning and working on our own agendas and agendas of the world and be what God has called and ordained for us to be. Just like you said in the word just now, God has a purpose for each one of our lives. Your purpose I cannot fulfill. You cannot fulfill my purpose. You cannot fulfill your pastor's purpose. God allowed each one of us to be born for a particular reason, that he knows that each one of us has an individual purpose that we can only fill ourselves. So we thank God for the purposes that he has in each one of our lives. And it is high time for the body of Christ to be about our Heavenly Father's business. And just like Pastor Tucker said in the word, we are compelled. We are compelled. That's a commandment from God. We are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways and to teach and preach the word of God. Let men, women, boys, and girls know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and they can be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. So talking about compelling them to come in and dine in the kingdom of God, that's found in the book of Luke, chapter 14, verse 23. For those of you that like search that in the scriptures, and if you don't believe that God said that, yes, that's what the word of God says. Pastor Tucker did not make that up. I did not make that up. That's what the word of God says. We are compelled to go into the hedges and the highways in this mean, evil, sinful, dark world and compel men, women, boys, and girls that they can be saved even today, and they can be saved only in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. And I'm going to say this once again while we're on the air. God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. God will hear a sinner's prayer. That's the only prayer that God will hear from a sinner, is the sinner's prayer asking to be saved in Jesus' name. And then, yes, once you're saved in Jesus' name, then God becomes your father. But until then, he is your creator. But God becomes everyone's father when we accept his son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Lord and Savior. And we believe that Jesus Christ is God's only son, and that he died for us. He paid our sin debt with a debt that he did not owe, but he knew that we could not pay it. So I thank God for Jesus Christ paying our sin debt, your debt, and my sin debt with his own blood. And he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God, even right now. Pastor Tucker, I just want to say to you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and coming forth over this worldwide platform, sharing with the worldwide listeners another word from the Lord. So I pray that every listener has been blessed by the word as I was on tonight. Pastor Tucker, I would like to give you an opportunity at this time to share with the worldwide listeners how someone can get in touch with you. Should there be another ministry that's listening, or someone that would like for you to come and minister to them, or how would someone get in touch with you regarding you coming to speak to them? And also, after you do that, you can give out any shout-outs that you would like to have at this time.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, you can easily find me on Facebook at Our Summit. or you can reach us at or go to our website at www.summitevangel.org. That is Summit Evangel, EVANGEL.org. And my number is 256-962-3285, and I leave that open for anybody that needs counseling during the day. And my email is ptucker161@gmail.com. And we are a mobile and evangelistic ministry dedicated to reaching the unchurched to present to them a understandable message of Jesus Christ and to empower new believers to reach to the highest point, and that is the summit. God bless you. And to all my friends, I thank God for one of my closest friends, Pastor Dan Jones, for his encouragement. And I give God praise for him. And I thank God for my wife. She's probably on her way from work right now and probably listening right now. And I thank God for her and her support in everything that I do. And my baby girl, she's running around now asking me for juice. And I thank God for the blessings of family. And most of all, I want to thank Mr. James Brown Jr. For this opportunity. He could have picked anybody, but I thank God that God placed me on his heart. That's something humbling, that a little old something like me that God see fit, that he had me in mind. So I thank God for you and your radio station, and I will be tuning in for more of your guests, and I give God praise for you. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I thank God for you as well. So it was nobody but God who directed me to you through Facebook. So we have to be sensitive to the voice of God. He says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So I do not just pick anybody to be guests on this worldwide platform because I have to be led by the Holy Spirit. The Lord can never lead us wrong. He will never lead his children wrong. So I thank God for you coming on, for sharing this powerful, much-needed word on tonight. And know this, that I have a feeling that this is not your last time being on this broadcast. The Lord is going to open another opportunity for you to come back on and share another word from the Lord to his people. So I thank God for you again. I thank God for your family and everything that you set your hands to do. I pray that it's blessed because you are a man of God. You're being a faithful doer of God's word. You're a committed doer of God's word, and you are not just a hearer of God's word, but you are a doer of God's word. And that's what we need now in the world today, more faithful, committed doers of God's word, because we have so many that hear God's word, but they're not doing nothing with it. They soak it all in within the four walls of the church, and they don't share it with anybody, not even the family members. They can go right past people on the street that know they need a word from the Lord, and they drive right past. But they will be held accountable for that by God when they stand before God in the day of judgment, when you have an opportunity to be a witness for the Lord, and you know you did, and you refuse to do it because you have enough other agendas. So we need to get back to our first love. Get back to our first love when we first got excited about being saved in Jesus' name. That's what we are now today. The body of Christ need to go back to our first love. We need a revival to go back to our first love when we first accept Jesus Christ, and how we was excited. We were so happy. We were telling everybody that we met, everybody that we knew, that we got saved in Jesus' name. But then what happened between then and now? Why aren't you that excited now today about the same Jesus that saved you? So that's what we are now. The body of Christ are so caught up in the world now. Not all, some. This do not pertain to everyone, but if the shoe fit, wear it. Because there are too many Christians now, they have itching ears. And then we have some pastors and bishops and shepherds and behind God's holy sacred desk that are preaching satisfy the people and not according to God's word. And so that's why they're losing members, and that's why the body of Christ is not fulfilling its greatest potential in the earth today. It's because too many Christians are caught up into the world system. The word of God tells us that we are in the world, but we are not to be of this world. So, Pastor Tucker, I thank God for you. You continue to stand on God's word. You continue to preach God's word and teach God's word. You continue to be everything that God has called and ordained and appointed for you to be for such a time as this. Your greatest blessing, you haven't even seen it yet. As long as you continue to stay faithful, your greatest blessing is on the way. So I just want to say thank you for sharing that word with me and my listening audience. I was blessed by the word, and I know my listening audience was blessed as well. So right now, we're going to get ready to close out tonight's program. But Pastor Tucker, again, thank you so much for coming on. And again, I believe in my spirit that this is not going to be your last time on. I know that the Lord has another word for you to share with my worldwide listening audience. As soon as he gives me the green light to give you to let you come back on, I would most definitely be in contact with you. So until then, you continue to do what God has called you to do and be all that he has called you to be for his glory in Jesus' name. Well, that's our program for tonight. We're getting ready to close out in prayer. As we always do, we always open in prayer. We always close in prayer. I'm asking all listeners, please join me in prayer at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, as once again, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise because of who you are. You are so worthy of our praise. We know that we are not worthy of your grace, your sufficient grace, or your mercy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you that he died for us in our place. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. And he rose from the dead with all power over hell, death, and the grave in his hands. And he's now sitting at your right hand with the victory. And he's now making intercessions for the saints of God even today. So for this, we are grateful. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord, that everything that was said through your man of God, through Pastor Tucker on tonight, has been received in love. And everyone that received the word on tonight, they would be better doers and more faithful followers of you, Heavenly Father. And they would be more Christ-like, not just on Sunday or Wednesday when they go to Bible class, but it would become a lifestyle that somebody would be able to see Jesus Christ in them, that you would be glorified through not only them, but through each and every one of us that are being faithful, committed doers of your word and not just hearers only. So we just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for this worldwide ministry, for this worldwide platform, and every guest that comes forth over this worldwide platform sharing your word, the good news of Jesus Christ. We just bless your name for each one of them, and we just thank you, and that we know that it is marvelous in our eyes. So, Heavenly Father, we give you glory, we give you honor and praise once again, because you are truly worthy to be praised. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Well, that's our program for tonight. And listening audience, I do want you to know that I do pray for you. Again, I do not know who you are, but we serve a God. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are. And he knows exactly what you stand in need of. So I want you to know that me being a man of God, too, I pray for you. And I'm asking you all to continue to pray for this worldwide ministry, that it will continue to grow and be everything that God has called and ordained for it to be for such a time as this. Because we know that the best for this ministry is still yet to come, all for God's glory. So we pray that you was blessed by this word through Pastor Tucker on tonight. And we pray that God will continue to bless him and bless the works of his hands, all for God's glory. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. And we're going to close out on tonight with my opening song. No, we're not going to do that one. We're going to close out with Worth Living. Again, it goes back to Jesus thought that our life was worth living, that he died for you and he died for me. Until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. My guest this Saturday night is Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday night. Tune in and be blessed. Until next time, good night.
Clean me up inside. You thought I was to die for. you are.